然后请大家注意，第一节啊，这个它是在第一大行里面的第一行唱，就反正就第二大行的上面的第一行，然后回头再来第一行的第二。
So take notice when you sing this hymn with the stanzas, you sing the first line and then you jump to the second, jump over to the second line, sing that first line, and then go back to that first line and sing it, and then go back to the second line.
对，就是刚才说那个 melody 是重复两次，就是。
Yeah, we're repeating the melody twice.
那么我们这首诗歌只唱第一、第三跟第五节就好。
So we're going to be just singing stanzas 1, 3, and 5.
从前面弹第一句，然后我们就开始。
Sister, play the first line for us and we begin.
开始
，begin.
圣经啊，我们来看一节圣经，之后来祷告。
We will look at a verse in Scripture before we pray.
啊，请大家打开《帖撒罗尼书前书》，《帖撒罗尼前书》第五章23节。
Can we turn to First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23?
帖撒罗尼加前书第五章23节。
First Thessalonians 5:23.
翻到，请听我来读。
Can turn to it, listen as I read.
愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣， 又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是何等顾念我们。
Dear Lord, we thank you because you care for us so much.
主，我们也知道，当我们在这里彼此交通的时候，我们实在是需要你圣灵来帮助我们明白。
As we fellowship together, may the Spirit help us to understand.
因为若不是耶和华建造万物，建造的人就枉然劳力。
And if it's not the Lord building the house, the builders will be building in vain.
主，我们把以下这段时间恭敬交在主你的手中。
I will commit this time unto you.
求主帮助我们在你面前存着一颗心要来讨你的喜悦。
May we have the heart that desires to please you.
好好来遵循你的旨意，来走前面当走的道路。
And to walk in your will and to walk in the way that we should.
我们把这段时间交给你，求主与我们同在。
I commit this time to you. May you be with us.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
那么今天我想继续我上一次五月份的跟大家讲到这个魂的得救，今天继续讲这个问题。
So today I'd like to continue to share from what I started in May about the salvation of the soul.
但是在还没有讲的时候，想要跟大家思想另外一件事。
But before I begin, I'd like to meditate on something else with you.
我们平时有的时候看见一个人他过去的生活比较艰难，不是很好，那么现在呢变成生活各方面都很好了，我们就会说哦，这个人他先苦后甜。
And if we see someone that we know, perhaps that person was going through a difficult time in the past, but now they're better going through good times, and so we see the difference between them, and then we say before it was bitter and now it's sweet.
那么相反，如果看见一个人他过去生活各方面都非常好，但是现在变差了，我们就会说他先甜后苦。
But in reverse, if someone has a good life before, but now is not as good, and we'll say that person is going from sweet to bitter.
想请大家来看一张简单的图画。
I have a simple picture for you.
只是一条黑线从你的左边到右边去。
It's a horizontal line from going from the left to the right.
我相信我们都是希望我们一生都是甜，不要苦。
I believe that all of us want our life to be sweet and not bitter.
是不是没有人想要苦？大家都希望自己一生都是甜的生活。
None of us want bitterness. All of us want sweetness in our lives.
但是甜的生活，这个好像不是很大的可能。
So to have that sweet life may not be entirely possible.
这个我们中国话有说到，花没有百日红，人没有千日好。
In Chinese saying is that the flower may not have 100 days and the man may not have 1,000 days. Well,
yeah, 这个其实还有其他，比如说祸就不单行，福就不双至。我就唔会话，净系嚟一个，要即系会嚟两个。福咧就唔会嚟两个，只系嚟一次。
Okay, tragedy not once it'll go more than once, but blessing only once, not more.
就算是我们圣经也都说到，我们人生不过是劳苦愁烦，是不是？
And as we know, life is full of toil and sorrow.
对，好，那我这个是假定啊， 假定我们这个黑线就是代表我们人生有多少年日，所以我们不知道有多长。
So that black line that you see represents the days of one's life. We don't know how long it'll be.
我们也不可能，刚才说到不可能，这个这一生都是好的。
And as I said, you would not be able to live your whole life in a sweet way.
好，那这个是假定的哈，假定我们一生呢，有一半苦，一半甜，大家喜欢哪一部分先，哪一部分慢呢？
Hypothetically, if we say that half of your life is sweet, half of your life is bitter, which part do you want to be first and which part will be last?
你要先甜后苦，还是要先苦后甜？
Do you want sweet to go first and bitter to come next or reverse?
如果是50%对50%，你们会想到希望哪一样先，哪一样苦啊？
So 50-50, which one do you want to go first?
我想大家都应该是都希望是先苦后甜，是不是？
Maybe you would, most of us would choose first bitterness and then sweetness.
好，那这个就是假定啊，50%是苦先，然后50%是甜。
So hypothetically, 50% of your life is bitter, and then the last 50% would be sweet.
如果我说哦，如果这个中间不是50%，移前一点，变成移前20%，变成30%跟70%。你还会选这个先苦后甜吗？
So let us move the scale, maybe 30% in the front and 70% in the back. So would you still choose bitter first and sweet last?
你当然会说当然啦、啊，这个苦的减了20%，会说当然啦、啊。
So of course, less bitterness, so it's good.
好，那如果还在这个30%就减掉20%，剩下10%跟90%，你会怎么选呢？
So if we decrease the scale to 10% first and then 90% last, what would you say?
我想你会说，陈弟兄，这还用问吗？这个当然是选先苦后甜，先苦10%，后甜90%。
You would say, Brother Chad, don't you need to ask? Why you need to ask? So of course we would choose 10% bitter and 90% sweet.
好，这个是假定的哈。
Hypothetically.
好，那我们来讲另外一张，也就是肯定的。
So I want to share another picture. This is what shall be. What shall be?
啊，这个呢也是一条线，但是前面有一点是黑色的，然后就一个红色的，然后就点点点这样过去。
So we have the line going from again from the left to the right. So a little portion will be in black, and then it goes a long portion will be in red, and then the last portion will be dot dot dot.
这个黑色的就是代表刚才这个黑的是我们的一生。
So this black line represents what I show you in the first picture, the life that we have.
这个红色来到这里呢，就是1000年国度的时间。
And that red line is the millennium.
那这个是到永远，这个是天堂的时间。
And then after millennium, we have the kingdom age.
好，现在这个是
Sorry, it's heaven. Sorry, yeah.
这个是主耶稣应许我们的。如果我们在这个黑色这段人生，我们在整个人生因着遵行神的旨意，为他受苦，他就允许我们得到1000年国度里面的快乐。
So the black line represents the life that we have today, and if we, you know, let the Lord work in our lives and we follow Him through, and we will be able to complete that life we have.
这个是我们的主，信实的主讲出来允许我们的，因为这个是真实的。
So this is what the Lord has told us, and it shall be for us.
好，我先摆在这里，等一下还会拿出来继续讲啊。
So I'll put that aside first.
好，那么我刚才要说到继续上一次的 文德的救，那么也要把上一次所讲的简单讲一次，因为也要几个月过去了。
So I will continue sharing from what I left off last time on the salvation of the soul, but I'd like to summarize it first.
我们上一次呢就讲到我们是得救了，那么罪得了赦免，神的生命就进入我们的里面。
So I talked about how we are saved, sins are forgiven, God's life has entered into us.
神的生命一进来的时候，我们死去的灵就复活了。
And when God's life entered into us, the spirit that was dead is now living.
难道神的圣灵又来住在我们的灵里？
And the Holy Spirit from God dwells in us now.
好，但是你看，我们整个人只是灵里面发生了改变。
So within us, only the spirit has now changed.
也就是我们的灵得救了，重生了。
And our spirit has been saved, is now reborn.
但是我们的魂跟体呢？
But the soul and the body.
我们的体不用担心，因为我们到时的时候呢，神就会叫我们的身体复活。
So do not be concerned about the body, because after we die, we will resurrect.
所以我们要看，因为魂还没有什么改变。
But the soul itself has not changed.
虽然我们的心思曾经回转，因为本来是向着罪去，现在回转了。
Even though our minds, our thoughts, have now turned back, before we were in sin, and now we have turned.
但是这个只是非常暂时跟表面，不是生命里面的大改变。
But it's temporary and it's shallow on the surface. It's not a whole change in your life.
而且我们也会感觉到，我们有的时候要顺服圣灵，做神所喜悦的事，但是里面有另外一种势力来跟我们对抗。
And we want to follow the Holy Spirit to do what God wants us to do, but there is a force also in us, that is opposing, to that.
这个好像里面有两个人在征战一样。
It's like a two-person battling inside of us.
我们也看到，我们其实对于世界还是非常受吸引的。
And that we are still captivated by the world.
所以这个就说明我们的魂需要蒙拯救。
And it tells us that our soul, needs salvation.
好了，那神就要来拯救我们的魂，如何拯救呢？
And how can God save our soul?
神就用他的生命已经在我们的灵里，又扩充到我们的魂里面来。
So this, God's life is in the spirit, but it needs to expand out into the soul.
但是因为魂里面有我们自己的生命在那里，
But in the soul, we have our own life.
所以神就需要用十字架来减少我们自己那个生命。
So God uses the cross, so that the life from within can decrease.
这个生命被减少的时候，我们就会感到痛苦。
And when that life decreases, we will feel pain.
啊，这样的过程，减少一点自己。圣灵就把基督的生命注射进去我们的魂里面。
The process is there's a decrease in that life, but God's life will increase in us.
这样不断，如果我们不断的顺服主的话，这个自己的生命就不断减少，这个神的生命就不断增加在我们的魂里。
If we submit to God, then the life from within will decrease, and God's life will increase.
直到基督整个身体长的身量长成完全，就变成属于神的。
Until the full measure of the stature of the Lord Jesus, then the life can be mature.
那么上一次我也讲到，我们与神合作就是要奉献我们自己。
We want to work with God, and we need to consecrate ourselves.
这个奉献不是一次就够，而是要开始。继续一生都要奉献。
So this consecration is not just once and for all. We need to continue to consecrate ourselves in our lives.
而奉献的范围是越深越广。 越长时间就越深越广。
And the longer we have, and the boundary will increase, and it'll be more and more.
那么上一次也我们也交通到，我们的主耶稣就呼召我们去跟从他。如果要跟从他，就要舍己，背起十字架来跟从他。
Also share last time, the Lord wants us to follow Him. To do that, we need to deny the self, take up the cross, and to follow Him.
如果我们肯现在为着主死去我们魂。上去我们的魂，我们到那就要得着我们的魂。
If you're willing to lay down a soul life on that day, we will gain that soul.
得着魂就是魂的得救，就能够进天国。
When we gain that soul, then it's the salvation of the soul. We can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
好，那么接着今天呢，我就从想从另外一个角度来跟大家讲到魂的得救。
This morning, I'd like to share with you from another perspective about the salvation of the soul.
我们知道我们魂里面呢有三样东西，就是心思、情感跟意志。
So there are three things within the soul. It's our thoughts, our feelings, and the mind. Our mind.
我们知道神也是三样东西，就是父神、圣者跟圣灵。
So there's a Trinity God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit.
魔鬼也有三样东西，就是魔鬼跟肉体跟世界。
So the devil also comprises of the world and the flesh.
好，大家请注意啊，三处都是三样啊，是我们魂里面三样，神有三样，魔鬼有三样。
So each has three things associated.
哦，有人说我们魂里面三样叫做三个机关，三个机关。
So in men, we have those three things. People say that those are 机关 three doors. three doors.
对，好。好，我们的心思呢？对过来呢，心思我们的心思要体贴肉体，要体贴圣灵。
So we should set our mind on the spirit, not on the flesh.
这是第一组的选择。
So this is the first part of what we need to choose.
第二呢，我们的情感，我们要爱世界呢，还是要爱神？这个是第二个选择。
Emotions or feelings, are we to love this world or to love God?
第三个是我们的意志，意志就是要相信跟顺服。我们要相信顺服主，还是相信顺服魔鬼？
And then our own will, are we to submit to the Lord or to submit to this world?
那么当然这三样是其实在运作的时候是差不多是同时的。
But at the same time, these three things will go together.
但是我还要讲，就是一样一样来讲。
But I like to split them up and to talk about each.
首先就是来讲到心思对着肉体跟圣灵。
So first about the mind related to the flesh and also to the spirit.
如果按照罗马书第八章第六节呢，那里就说到体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵就是生命平安。
So according to Romans chapter 8 verse 6, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
体贴肉体就是死是什么意思呢？
What does it mean for the mind set on the flesh is death?
我们信主的人已经有基督的生命，这个生命是不会死的。
But we believe in the Lord, we have the life of Christ, that life cannot die.
而这里说呢是体贴肉体就是死，它不是说体贴肉体就会死。
It says the mindset on the flesh is death, it doesn't say the mindset on the flesh will lead to death.
对，所以我的看法啊，这请给大家参考，我的意思就是我们如果体贴肉体，我们的生命就不会成长。
My own understanding is that if we set our mind on the flesh, our life will not grow.
而且很软弱。
And also will be very weak.
另外就是我们生活形式跟世人没有什么分别。
And then our living, our lives will not be that different than people of this world.
好，那体贴圣灵就是生命跟平安又是什么意思？
So what does it mean when the mind set on the spirit is life and peace?
就是生命的意思，就是我们里面的生命就会增长。
It means the life within us will grow.
会成长，然后逐渐更加的成熟。
And to grow into maturity.
然后呢，我们更认识主。
And we will know the Lord more and more.
然后平安呢，又是什么意思呢？
So what is peace?
我们其实知道平安是非常重要的一件事。
Peace is very important.
如果没有平安，我们什么事都没有办法做，而且是很痛苦。
Without peace, we cannot do anything, and we will be in much difficulty.
我们知道主耶稣复活之后啊，每一次来见到门徒的时候，他都是说愿你们平安。
After the Lord resurrected from the dead, when he met up with the disciples, the apostles, each time he would say, peace be unto you.
对，那么我们的心思呢，不只是会思想，我们的心思还会记忆，还会记忆现在的知识。
In our thoughts, our feelings, we will remember some things.
然后我们如果体贴圣灵的时候呢，圣经又是神所默示，也就是经过借着圣灵默示人去写出来的。
If we a mindset on the Spirit, know that in the Bible, God has inspired these writers to write His word.
如果我们的心思是体贴圣灵的话，当然我们就喜欢来读圣经。
If our mind is set on the Spirit, of course we would like to read the Bible.
包括记忆圣经。
Including memorizing scripture.
那么我们的这个圣，这个我们心思如果是体贴圣灵呢，现在你看现在是不是圣灵的时代？
So if the mind is set on the Spirit, this is the time for the Spirit, the age of the Spirit.
因为自从主耶稣升天之后呢，他就差宝贵师来到这里，所以现在叫做圣灵的时代。
Because when the Lord ascended, the Comforter was sent, so this is the age of the Spirit.
所以我们如果体贴圣灵呢，就会心思靠着我们里面的灵，常常与圣灵交通。
So if our mind is set on the Spirit, by the Spirit, we will have fellowship with God.
所以与圣灵交通也就是祷告。
And so if we have that fellowship in the Spirit, it's through prayer.
所以我们如果我们会体贴圣灵的话呢，我们如果继续这样的向前去了，很快我们就会好像圣经所说的会结出圣灵的果子来。
If we are mindful of the Spirit's word, then we will go forward and we will bear fruit.
也就是在加拉太书五章二十二节那里。
Which is in Galatians 5:22.
有的人就认为呢，这个圣灵果子的九个性情呢，是因为对付了自己然后才能产生的。
So some say that the fruit with the nine characters, it was a result of dealing with the self.
所以很有趣的，他的解释是这样啊。
So it's very interesting, that's what people explain.
什么叫做仁爱呢？仁爱就是不顾自己去爱人。
So what is love? It's not to be mindful of yourself, but to love others.
什么叫做喜乐呢？喜乐就是不看自己，只看神。
What is joy? It's not to look at yourself, but to look at God.
什么叫和平呢？和平就是不顾自己的损失。
What is peace? Do not be mindful of your gain or loss.
什么叫忍耐呢？忍耐就是不理自己的痛苦。
What is long suffering? Is to not be mindful of your suffering.
什么叫做恩慈呢？恩慈就是不为自己去爱人。
But
oh, yeah.
So what is gentleness? It's not to love yourself, but to love others.
也就是我们说无私的爱，没有私欲的爱。
So this is a love that is not selfish.
好，良善呢，就是不顾自己吃亏而饶恕人。
So what is goodness? Goodness is don't mind that you are being people take advantage of you, but rather you're willing to lose.
所以饶恕人。
And also to forgive another.
然后信实呢，就是我用这个诗篇十五篇的第四节，他说他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。
What is faith? So I use a verse in Psalm that even if you are shortchanged, you rather do be that.
对对对。然后温柔呢，就是不顾念自己的权利。
Meekness is to not be mindful of your own authority.
节制就是限制自己，不放纵自己。
Temperance is not to let loose of yourself, have self-control.
这个是第一组心思的那一组啊。第二组是情感的意思的一组。
So that's what I want to share about the mind. But next, going to the feelings, emotions.
在约翰一书的二章十五节就说到，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
你看，爱世界不是说我们就会不信神。
Loving the world doesn't mean that we do not believe in God.
但是爱世界会使到我们不爱神。
But loving the world will cause us not to love the Father.
这个吃喝玩乐，不算是罪，但是我们的心如果是给他吸引了，我们就变成不爱神。
If we eat, drink, and enjoy things in life,
vice her one le just a quiet le one just a don't you one.
Yeah, so eating, drinking, having fun, enjoying.
对, 对就不会使我们不信神，但是会使我们不爱神。
Will cause us not to not have faith in God, but it's not to have love for God.
对，我们信徒呢，我们也知道，我们不可以贪爱这个世界，我们应该爱神。
So believers should not love this world but love God.
这个是非常重要的一句教导我们的话。
So this is a very important verse for us.
你看，在圣经的旧约到新约，都有说到，你们要尽心、尽意、尽性爱主耶和华你们的神。
So the Old Testament and the New Testament, we are told we need to love our Lord with all our heart, our soul, our mind.
而且说到这个是诫命的第一，而且是最大的。
So this is the first, the greatest of the commandments.
所以这个可见神要我们爱他，这个是一件非常重要的事情。
So when God asks us to love him, it's very important for us.
所以神对爱他的人的祝福也是最大的。
And God's blessing upon those who love him will be great.
大家都知道圣经有这么说的。凡是互相效力，总叫爱神的人得益处。
The Bible tells us that things will work for good for all those who love God.
你看，凡事都在互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。你看这个益处是多大？
Things will all work out for the good for all those who love God. So this is the benefit.
好，但是爱神不是一句口号啊！哦，爱神，然后就完了。
But it's also not a slogan to love God.
问题是怎么样做，怎么样就叫做爱神呢？
So what can we do to show that, to prove that we love God?
我们想象啊，有一个 非常穷又非常脏的乞丐，站在一个非常富有的人的门口。
Think about this beggar that is sitting in front of a wealthy man's house.
然后告诉这个贵族，这个人说：“我爱你。
And to tell him that he loves him.
你看，他们一看这样，不赶你走才奇怪呢。
It would be strange if the wealthy man doesn't chase this man out.
其实我们就是这个乞丐，站在神面前，向他说：我爱你。
But it's we are that beggar before God saying we love him.
而且神比这个贵族那富贵很多，而且神还是全能的神。
And God is much more than this wealthy man because he's the Almighty God.
他自己无所不能，为什么需要你来爱他？为什么需要你来帮助他呢？
Since God is omnipotent, does he need you to love him and to seek after him?
所以神叫我们爱他，我们必须听神怎么样教导我们去爱他。
So if God asks us to love him, we must listen to what he said.
如果我们翻开约翰福音14章，那里有这样说：
If we turn to Gospel John, chapter 14,
这个那里我们看21节就有，
verse 21.
21节就是说到，饶了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我。
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me.
23节说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
And verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
如果我们不，我这个讲了不还用不了太多时间。约翰一书4章21节。
First John chapter 4, verse 21 tells us.
那你教导我们说，爱神的也当爱弟兄。
That the one who loves God should love his brother also.
诗篇97篇第10节，
Psalm 97, verse 10.
他说：“你们爱耶和华，也当恨恶罪恶。
Hate evil, you who love the Lord.
对，我们知道我们自己呢，知道罪恶是不好的，
We know that sin is not good.
我们就小心不要犯罪。
So we need to take care and not to sin.
但是我们小心不会犯罪，但是确实我们不会恨罪。
So even though we're doing that, we will not hate sin.
所以这个是我们常常发生在我们身上的。
So this is something that happens very often in us.
然后，如果看帖撒罗尼迦后书的3章第5节，
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5,
那里说到：“愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。
May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ.
”这里说到，叫你们爱神，就要学习基督的忍耐。
So if you want to love God, you need to learn the steadfastness of Christ.
忍耐就是在痛苦当中才需要用到的事情。
Steadfastness or patience is something you need to learn when you are in pain,
所以我们如果爱基督，我们就要效法基督，跟他一样一同受苦，效法他的忍耐。
suffering. If you want to love Christ, you need to conform to Him to have that steadfastness and have that patience.
我们再看，如果他帖撒罗尼迦前书第1章第3节。
And then First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3.
因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如果因着信心呢，我们就遵行神的命令，遵行神的道。
Because of our faith, we need to walk in God's will, God's work, walk in God's words.
然后他说，因爱心所受的劳苦，我们如果对主有爱心，我们就会受劳苦。
So the labor of love, because of our love for Christ, then we're willing to labor for Him.
然后因盼望我们的主耶稣基督，那我们如果爱主，当然就会盼望主耶稣基督了。那么盼望主耶稣基督，就所存的忍耐。
So if we love the Lord, we have the hope in our Lord, and through that we have that patience and steadfastness.
所以这些都是叫我们要学习主耶稣的他不怕受苦，会忍耐来走神的旨意。
So we learn of the Lord, not to shrink back from suffering and to continue to follow Him to walk on His way.
刚才我说到，我们这个乞丐没有办法这个帮助这个有钱的贵族，但是我们听他的话，他的话就是要我们自愿如此做。自愿做的时候呢，我们就是真实的爱主。
The beggar cannot help the wealthy man, but if he listens to the wealthy man and does his will, then he will show his love for him.
我们来到第三组，就是我们的意志要相信魔鬼，还是我们的意志顺服主耶稣。
The third group concerning the will in the soul, are we to believe in Christ or are we to believe in the devil?
这个我是看约翰一书的三章第八节。
So we look at 1 John chapter 3 verse 8.
约翰一书三章第八节说到，神的儿子显现，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
It says the Son of God appeared for this purpose to destroy the works of the devil.
这个神与魔鬼是相对的。
Because God and the devil, they are opposing one another.
我们的意志呢，是我们魂中决定事情的一个机关。
So the will is the door to our decisions that we make in life.
你看所有的事情经过心思啊，经过感情啊，然后最后做决定就是它。
So it goes through the mind, goes through our thoughts, feelings, and then it goes to the will.
所以我们这个人的行善或者是行恶，说好话还是说坏话，就在这里决定之后就说出来了。
So good, evil, speak good or speak bad, is all determined by this.
所以你看这个意志在这里是非常重要的一个部分。
So the will is an important part of the soul.
那么它如何决定呢？刚才就是说，他听信谁就顺服谁。
So how does it make the decision? Whoever it hears, it will listen to that.
他听信魔鬼就顺服魔鬼，他听信主耶稣就顺服主耶稣。
If it listens to the devil, it will go by the devil. If it listens to Christ, it will go by Christ.
我们知道神对亚当夏娃说：“你这个分别善恶树的果子你不能吃，你吃就必定死。
God told Adam and Eve, if you partake of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
魔鬼来跟他说，你吃了不一定死。
But the devil told them, if you eat of it, you will not die.
夏娃顺服魔鬼，摘了就吃了。
So the Eve, believed in the devil and she took of the fruit.
就是在这个时候，这个一点点的决定，就犯了一个大罪。
So that decision she made at that time, turns out to be a great sin.
我们传福音都是告诉人说，罗马书那里说到，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
When we spread the gospel, we will tell the gospel friends, for all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God.
注意啊，这个犯罪就是指着夏娃、亚当吃了这个分别善恶树的果。
That sin points to Adam and Eve partaking from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
这个是一个行为的罪，然后使到 亏欠了神的荣耀。
So this is the action that comes from that sin, and it shortchanged God's glory.
那么我们信主的时候呢，不是靠行为，是靠恩典，得到得救呢，神也是得到荣耀。
It's when we believe is not by works, it's by faith, and when we believe, God gains the glory.
但是我们信主，神得到荣耀的这个得到呢，不能算是那个要补偿神亏欠的那个事情。
So when God gains the glory, doesn't mean that it will fill what is shortchanged of God.
行为的罪使神亏欠荣耀，必须行为的义使神恢复这个得到。这个亏，这就补偿那个亏欠的荣耀。
That sin that shortchanged God, that needs to become the righteousness, that will fill up the shortchanging.
所以在约翰福音十二章二十八节说，神要得到两次，在每个人要得两次荣耀。
Therefore, we read in gospel books that God needs to gain the glory twice.
就是约翰福音十二章的二十八节。
In John 12:28.
好。我们不要离题，我们继续讲这个有关意志的哈。
So continue on with the will.
这个我们来看路加福音，这个请大家都来看路加福音。
So if you can turn to the Gospel of Luke.
看路加福音的二十章到二十六节，不是。
Luke chapter 6 verses 20 to 26.
大家翻到了吗？路加福音第六章二十节开始。
Luke chapter 6 beginning with verse 20.
耶稣起目看着门徒说，你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。
The Lord Jesus began to say, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God.
你看这里就讲到因为神的国是你们的，就是刚才 我所讲的。
So it says, yours is the kingdom of God, what I alluded to earlier.
好，我继续把这个念完了。你们饥饿的人有福了，因为你们将要饱足。你们哀哭的人有福了，因为你们将要喜笑。
Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh.
人为人者恨恶你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。
Blessed are you when men hate you and ostracize you and insult you and scorn your name as evil for the sake of the Son of Man.
当那日你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，他们的祖宗代先知也是这样。
Be glad in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way the fathers used to treat the prophets.
但你们富足的人有祸了，因为你们受过你们的安慰。
But woe to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comfort in full.
你们饱足的人有祸了，因为你们将要饥饿。你们喜笑的人有祸了，因为你们将要哀恸哭泣。
Woe to you who are well fed now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep.
人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的祖宗代解先知也是这样。
Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for the fathers used to treat the false prophets in the same way.
再回到二十节啊。
So going back to verse 20.
你们贫穷的人就有福了。
Blessed are you who are poor.
我们想到这一句话，我们里面怎么想呢？
So when we read this, what do we think?
我们总觉得还是钱多一点，心里比较踏实啊。
So we think, if we are richer, then our life can be more, well.
好像心里比较安全感比较大一点，如果没有钱怎么行呢？
So you feel more secure within, because what will we do with our money?
所以这里讲到是每一段都讲到试验。这个第一段说到 贫穷、饥饿、哀哭，跟给人家说会是饿的，就有福了。
These are the four blessed. When you're poor, when you hunger, when you weep, when men shall hate you.
对，然后第二段呢，富足的、饱足的、喜笑的，给人家说好的，就有祸。
And then the next group is about the woe. Woe to you who are rich, who are well fed now, and woe when men speak well of you.
好，那么我们注意啊，这个二十三节的最后他说，待先知也是这样。
So we read also within this passage that the same way the fathers used to treat the prophets.
二十六节说到他们待假先知也是这样。
And that was 23 and 26, it says the fathers used to treat the false prophets in the same way.
好了，二十三节就是指着真的先知了啊。真的先知呢，就是贫穷、饥饿、哀哭，又给人家说他是饿的。
The first prophet, the true prophet, so these are the one who misunderstand by men.
对，这个假先知呢，他们就是富足的、饱足的、喜笑的，而且是给大家都说他是好的。
But the false prophets, these are the people who are rich, who are well fed, and people speak well of them.
这个跟我们所想象的这个实在是相差非常远了。
So this is far from what we can imagine.
我不知道大家读了这段圣经之后呢，心里面是怎么样想呢？
So when you read this passage, what do you feel from within?
意思就是你相不相信主耶稣在这里说的话呢？
So do you believe in the words the Lord Jesus spoke?
大家再注意二十节啊，耶稣举目看着门徒说的，耶稣是看着门徒在听的时候那个表情是怎么样来说出来的。
So beginning in verse 20, it says the Lord turning his gaze toward his disciples. So he was noticing what their facial expression was.
也就是看着门徒他们的表情是听的是相信还是怀疑呢？
And then after they heard this, are they going to believe in it or are they going to be doubting it?
其实这里是看着门徒是非常特别的，一边看一边说。
While he was gazing upon his disciples, he spoke all these words.
我们知道主耶稣其实这个看不是看你的表面，他看已经看到我们的内心在想什么了。
Because that gaze is not on the surface, but he looks at the heart within, what's within us.
所以我想我不是要问大家，我还要说，我在这里说大家是包括我自己在里面的。
So when he talk about us, including myself.
好，那我们大家听到主耶稣在说了这段话之后，我们里面自己告诉自己，我们相信不相信？
So when we all hear what the Lord told his disciples, are we going to believe in it or are we going to not believe?
这个是我们的主亲口向我们说的，他要看我们的心是相信还是不相信。
Because the Lord is speaking into each one of us, so he wants to see whether we believe or doubt.
这个大家思想，如我们是不是会想到，我都很想相信，但是实在是相信不来。
Would you say that you're willing to believe, but maybe you're not to that point?
因为讲出来的跟我们原来的想法完全是相反。
Because what is spoken of here, is contradictory to what we often think about.
虽然是我们的主亲口说的，但是我里面 想要相信，但是里面还是不相信。
Even though the Lord said this himself, it's still we want to believe, but it's hard for us to believe.
那你说不相信是正常还是不正常呢？
So you say that is ordinary to believe or not to not believe.
我的看法是算是不正常也算是正常。
So I say that this is common, it can be uncommon too.
如果我们知道我们已经是因信得蒙进入神的这恩典当中。
We by faith has entered into the grace of God.
已经蒙这么大的恩典。
We have been blessed with such grace.
然后这位主又是我们的主。
And the Lord himself is our Lord.
而且我们称为神的儿女。
And we have now become children of God.
我们如果不信这里的话，我们实在在神面前是不正常。
So if we do not believe in this words, then we are not normal.
但是如果我们现在来比较地上的信徒，
To compare with the disciples in the world,
这个信徒当中呢，如果以百分比来算呢，相信跟不相信呢，我们在人的面前还算是正常的。
So looking at the disciples, believers, if we believe in it, we think that we are ordinary.
对，我要再请大家看这张纸。
So going back to this picture,
神这样说，意思就是告诉我们，在我们人生当中为他受苦。
So, if we suffer for the Lord in our life,
为他受苦以后，因为我们为他受苦呢，就是遵行他的旨意，神也就在其中得着荣耀。
So if we suffer for the Lord, we will walk out his will and God will be glorified.
刚才说那个第二次的荣耀。得到荣耀。
So that's why I said the second time that God is glorified.
所以神因着我们遵行他的旨意，他得到荣耀，他就奖赏我们进入天国，享受一千年。
When we carry out God's will, He's glorified, and then He will reward us for entering into the heavenly kingdom and be glorified.
正如马太福音25章那个对那个又良善又忠心的仆人说了，你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
So it's like in Matthew 25, for the good and faithful servant, you can have joy entering in and partake of all the goodness of the master.
所以我们敢不敢因着相信主，在今生为主受苦，主又高兴又欢喜，然后我们又得到一千年的快乐。
So when we suffer for the Lord, carry out His will, are we willing to do that and then enter into the kingdom?
好，我们请大家打开希伯来书第十章。
So we turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章，我们先看39节。
Hebrews 10:39。
39节，我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂，就是魂得救的人。
But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
这里灵魂其实就是魂啊，就是有信心以致魂得救。
So, of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
你看这个词就是这样，真子有信心，魂就得救，就进天国。
So, referring to that line, to believe and to the saving of the soul.
刚才说到我们在神面前不信，实在是不正常。
I said earlier that if we do not believe the words of the Lord, then we are not normal.
我不知道我这一句话会不会冤枉大家，我不知道大家有没有人是信的，然后给我说，哦，我们都不信。
So I do not know if I accuse you falsely when I say that.
如果你是信的，那神祝福你。
If you believe, God will bless you and it's good.
我想神也知道我们这般人的内心的光景怎么样。
So God knows what we are feeling from within.
因为不需要我们说不信，他一看就知道我们不信。
We don't need to say we do not believe. He will know when he looks into us.
但是现在我们因为人多都是这样，所以看起来都是正常一样。
But now we have that many of us that we feel that it's normal.
因为神知道我们这样的光景，所以神呢在圣经里面至少有四处地方说到义人必因圣的。
Because God knows our conditions, we see that four times in Scripture it says the just shall live by faith.
在这里，希伯来书十章第三十八节就有这么说的：只是义人因信得生，就是因信而活。
That's where Hebrews 10:38 says, the just shall live by faith.
我们来思想这一句话里面是什么意思？
So let us meditate upon this phrase.
好，这里已经说到以致文的救啊，第三十九节就是有信心就会使到魂的救。
So 39 says those that believe will lead to the saving of the soul.
这里说到，当刚才我们讲到这三个机关呢、啊，他们。魂里面 三样东西呢都是非常密切的关系的。
So I talked about that three doors to the soul. These three things are related closely with one another.
在密切的关系之后呢就是意志做出最后的决定。
So within those three, the will will make the final decision.
那来到这里这个38节十章38节义人必因信得生。第一个这里有讲到之们意思是什么。
So in verse 38, what is the meaning of the just shall live by faith?
义人就是已经得救的人，他已经曾经信过主了。
The just are the saved, they have accepted, believe in the Lord.
那既然信了主的义人呢，他还要在另外一个信，因信而活。
Since they believe, they accepted the Lord, they also have to live by that faith.
大家看见吗？这里就有两个信在这里。第一个信，我们大家都得到了，都已经相信了。
So there are two beliefs in here. One is when you believe the Lord, you're saved.
第二次的信是信什么呢？
So what is the second belief?
这里其实我还要再看到这个说还是说到这个有信心是如何有信心，然后才来讲到是信什么。
So, how are we to have faith? And then we'll say faith.
三十九节就是说有信心嘛，有信心就魂得救，那什么叫做有信心？
So going back to verse 39 about that belief, what is that belief to the saving of the soul?
有信心就是我们来看第十章的三十二节开始。
So we need to go back to verse 32, same chapter.
三十二节啊，你们要追想往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难。
But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were eliminated, you endured a great flight of afflictions.
一面被毁谤，遭患难，成了戏景，叫众人观看；一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人。
Partly whilst you made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you become companions of them that were so used.
因为你们体恤了那些被捆锁的人，并且你们家业被人抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业。
For ye had compassion of me in my bounds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。
Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense or reward.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。
For ye have a need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise.
好像这帮人就是有信心的人，他做这样的事情。
So these people described here, they have faith, they believe. Therefore, they did all this.
那么现在就来要来问他是什么？要第二个信吗？是什么信心呢？
So the second belief, what is that entail? What does that entail?
连过来就是十一章的第一节。
十一章是来自
十一章第一节。
Okay, so we go to chapter 11, verse 1.
定就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
你看中文这里有两个知识，就意思 这一次信不是信主那个信，这个信是信一些事情的信。
So this faith is not that faith when you accepted the Lord, but you have that faith in believing the things.
好了，那是信一些事情，是信什么事情呢？
So what are the things that we have faith in?
信，我们再看十一章的十三节开始。
So beginning with verse 13 in chapter 11.
十三节开始，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢欢喜喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅。是寄居的。
These are died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country, and truly, if they have been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they may have opportunity to have returned.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不为此，因他们已经给他们预备了一座城。
But now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called a God, for he has prepared for them a city.
这里说到信什么呢？第一就是信神已经为他们预备了一座城，这个就是国度。
First, they believe that God has prepared the city for them, which is the kingdom.
信他们在世上是寄居客旅。
And to believe that they are just sojourners and pilgrims on this earth.
你是信自己是寄居，就是信他自己不属这个世界。
That they are just strangers, pilgrims that do not belong to this world.
信自己是客旅呢，就是信自己只是经过这里，经过这里，这有另外一个目的地。
So they are just pilgrims, they are just passing through because they have a destination they're going to.
不是想要在这个世上安定下来享福。
They are not to settle in this world and to enjoy what this world has to give to them.
所有的目的都是在将来，就不是在今世。
The purpose that they have is for the future, but not for the life now.
所以这个信呢，不是信现在的，信将来的。
So this belief, this faith is not for the time now, but it's for the future.
这个叫做相信。
So this is the faith.
还有，信他们这样受苦，将来就会进入那一座，在第十节所说的，进入那一座有根有基的城，就是神所经营、神所建造的第十节。
Yeah, so going back to verse 10, they are looking for the city which have foundations, whose builder and maker is God. That's what they believe in.
所以这些叫做有信心的人呢，他所相信的完完全全是在不是在今世，而是在来世。
So this man of faith, what they believe in, have faith in, is not what's in this world right now, but it's for the time to come.
所以我们义人就是我们信徒，就是这样的天天如此的来信。
So the just, which is the believers, this is the way that we live by faith.
也就是靠这样的信而活。
And by this faith that we live.
我们的魂也就是靠这样的信和顺从然后得救。
And our soul would trust and obey, and then we will be saved.
刚才我们说的，我们魂的得救，就是神要我们现在用行为顺服主来做的。
The saving of the soul is that by actions we live out what we believe in.
所以这个魂的得救，神奖赏我们，将来就进天国享受一千年。
So the saving of the soul is that God will reward us, that we will be in that millennium.
然后就接着到天堂去，就是永世里面去。
And then to eternity, to heaven.
其实有几处圣经，我想读给大家听。
There are a few verses I want to read.
就是彼得教导我们要有一个受苦的心智。
So Peter, he asks us that we have a mind for suffering.
我们在神面前要有一个受苦的心智，相信之后，相信神的安排之后，有一个受苦的心智。
After we believe, we have that mind to suffer for the Lord.
要受苦的心智，不一定就是要受，必定就会受苦。
So having that mind doesn't mean that we will suffer.
没有受苦的心智呢，也不一定就不用受苦。
If you don't have that heart, doesn't mean that you will not suffer.
我们如果不想为着主来受苦，我们就会受世界上的苦。
If we do not want to suffer for the Lord, we might suffer in this world.
这个劳苦愁烦是从世界来的。
All the toils, all the labors, pain came from the world.
保罗就是有一个受苦的心智。
Paul has this mind to suffer.
所以他在使徒行传20:23有这么说的。
So in Acts chapter 20:23, he said,
他说有捆锁与患难等待我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
He did not treasure what is in his life because of the bonds and afflictions that await him.
哥林多后书5:15。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的罪活。
And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
腓立比书1:29。
Philippians 1:29.
你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
For to you has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
我们的弟兄在上个月第一个礼拜呀，带我们唱那首诗歌《十诫的归路》。
And we have sang a hymn last month, led by the brother, is pertaining to the way of the homeward way of the cross.
十诫归路，十诫归路。所以我们信徒就是其实要心里预备。我们要走十字架的道路。
So as believers in the Lord, we should have this mindset that we walk the way of the cross.
我们大家都是聪明人，这一段受苦这么长就享福，你会怎么相信呢？
For otherwise amongst us, we suffer for that short time, but then we will enjoy that long time in blessing.
关键就是我们现在信心都不够。
So the key is whether we have enough faith.
圣经里面他们信心够，他现在就为神受苦。
Because we see the men in scripture, they have the faith that they would suffer for the Lord.
我们刚才都同意先苦后甜嘛。
So we have agreed earlier that first the bitterness and then the sweetness.
这个大家都是同样的想法。 先苦后甜。所以这里先苦后甜，应该我们都明白。
To that too, first bitterness and then all the sweet things.
所以唯一就是要信靠我们的主。
So all we have to do is to believe in the Lord.
如果我们称呼主啊主啊，然后对他的话怀疑不相信，那就非常可怜。
If you call him Lord but do not believe in his word, then it's very pitiful.
包括我自己。
Including me.
所以你看，夏娃只是一念之差，神的话不听，这个魔鬼的话就听，一下子就只成了大祸。
So Eve, at that one moment, she listened to the devil instead of God, and saw that sin entered into this world.
盼望我们在世上还有时日，还有时间的时候，我们好好追求，叫我们尽快有一天完全相信主耶稣所说的话。While
we have the opportunity here in this world at this time, we would have faith and believe in the Lord and to believe in all he says.
求主帮助我们，我们一起祷告。
May the Lord help us. Let's pray.
主，我们把你的话交通出来，我们还需要圣灵你在我们心中来做工。
Lord, while we share your word, but may the Spirit work in our hearts.
叫我们真知道主你的心意是要我们做什么。
So we can truly know what you desire for us to do.
主，我们在你面前承认我们的信心软弱不够。
We confess that our faith is not enough.
求主你怜悯我们，带领我们走前面的道路。
May you have mercy upon us and to lead us on the way ahead.
叫我们起来遵行你的话，让你得到荣耀。
That we're able to walk in your word and that you'll be glorified.
到时我们也都欢欢喜喜进入你的国度。
That we'll have joy to enter into your kingdom.
但愿一切荣耀尊贵都归给你。
Give you all the glory, give you all the honor and blessing.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Right.
我们下个礼拜是交通聚会。
Next Sunday we have the assembly sharing.
提前报告，能提到报告，我们安静一下就上班。
No further announcements. I'm open to appointments, and we can adjourn.